We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
West Virginia coach Bob Huggins previews Wednesday night's game against South Dakota State out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus brings you more than 400 exclusive live events, select conference championship events, coaches' press conferences, and original content. Sign up for Big 12 Now on ESPNplus.com/Big12Now.
Coach, how does it feel to have college basketball back, and how are your guys adapting to the new norm of college basketball?
They've been great. Our guys have, I think, been as good as you can possibly be. They're excited. We're looking forward to playing. It's been a long time. You know, we were sitting in Kansas City getting ready to go play in the conference tournament and got the message that nobody was playing. So it's been a long time.
I'm not a coach, so I can't.
Justin Jackson, please ask your question.
Hey, Coach, it's Justin. How you doing?
Good, Justin. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, just kind of wondering what you see with South Dakota State. A lot of, basically they returned their whole team from last
year. Yes, they go to the gallery view.
Doug Wilson was their player of the year. Just kind of wondering what you see in there.
Well, they're very well coached, I think. They do a great job of spacing and running their offense. They've got multiple guys who can make shots. I think they're really a very difficult team to guard in that they space the floor so well, and they've got so many guys who, if you leave them open, they're going to make shots. Pass the ball well. Defensively, they do a great job of making you score the ball over them.
We'll go with Charles Montgomery next.
Hey, Coach Huggins, Charles Montgomery here with the Daily Athletic. So, obviously, last week you had multiple teams drop out of the tournament, and now it was just confirmed Sunday night who you're playing for tomorrow. So, what kind of change did that put in your preparation, having to adapt that quickly? What did you guys have to look at throughout the week?
Well, I think we can guard anybody now. I mean, we've gone through, I think, four teams now that we've looked at on film, broken down on film with our guys, and really actually guarded them in practice, broke down what they do. So, I think in some ways it was good for our guys.
Just a reminder, everyone, please mute your microphones until called on. We'll go with Kevin Kinder as the next question.
Hey, Coach, did everyone pass your test? Have your entire team there? And what's your health like heading into the games this week?
My health or everybody else's? I tell you what, I'm fit as a fiddle.
More your players.
I mean, the only thing I need right now is a shave, I think. But no, we're good. I mean, our guys have been terrific. We were just talking on the bus on the way over with everybody. I mean, our guys really have been good. I mean, you couldn't ask, I think, a group of guys to do a better job than what they've done in terms of following the guidelines. And I think Governor Justice would be very, very proud of our guys and what they've done.
Do you have everybody available?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's here, available, excited about playing.
Next question from Greg Kearns.
Hey, Coach, looking good. And by the way, I don't think you need to shave. You look good over those quarantine months.
You know, I've heard that from a lot of people, but most of them have been women.
What are your expectations here in Sioux Falls? And do you think just the mentality you're known for and your teams are known for definitely helped you with the ever-changing opponent?
Hey, we've had a lot of time, you know, so we've had a lot of time to go over, I think, a lot of things. I think, you know, defensively we're prepared for just about everything because we've prepared for four different teams. And again, our guys have been great. I mean, they've been great in listening and trying to do what, you know, they're asked to do. And we've certainly thrown a lot of things at them. So I can't say enough about the mentality of our guys during this whole thing. And they were, they're so looking forward to playing, you know, and it was, okay, we're going to play Texas A&M, and then we're going to play. And they never really, you know, they didn't change. Their attitude didn't change. They whatever we threw out there, they were readily accepted and really worked hard at it.
Next question from Michael Cazaza.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Mike.
You have perhaps a new opponent Thursday. Just wondering who and what went into the scramble of trying to figure out if it is VCU, you know, trying to put together a scouting report on them. And I mean, what has the support been like for you from your staff with the juggling?
Well, quite honestly, we haven't even thought about them yet. Again, Mike, we've guarded so much, you know, it's been one team and then another and then another. And I think it's really helped us. We've guarded a lot of different things, talked about a lot of different kind of personnels. I honestly don't know. I couldn't tell you one person on VCU's roster to this point. I mean, obviously, we will. I mean, we'll get started after practice today, but right now we're concentrating on game one and taking care of our business in game one, and then we'll move on. But you know, really, it's not any different than a conference tournament situation, and most of our guys, you know, we did this a year ago in Cancun where things changed, and again, I mean, it's we have guys who are really into doing the right thing. So, you know, I think we'll be fine no matter who it is. There's not a lot that we haven't already thrown at them or shown them how we're going to defend.
Next question from Mitch Davis.
Coach, can you talk about Derek Culver and his development over the offseason, how he's developed, and what you expect out of him this season?
Well, I think, you know, one, I mean, Derek at 6'10" and, what, 260, 265 pounds is probably our second or third fastest guy on the team in terms of running the floor. And he's got great, great feet. He's a premier athlete. And Derek needed to work at a skill level. And, and he has he's responded. We've challenged him. He's responded. Again, you know, I can't sit here and tell you any kind of negative things about anybody on our squad. And I think the just our culture with the guys that we have is let's come in here, let's do what we're supposed to do, let's get better. You know, we want to get better. If we want to be one of the premier teams in the country, if we want to be able to play for a national championship, we're going to have to be able to do a lot of different things throughout the course of the year. Derek has been, if not the best, certainly one of the best of our guys at being able to do that for us.
We'll go back to Justin Jackson for the next question.
Hey, Coach, if I could follow up on Derek. Last year, you guys spent a good portion of the non-conference season with Derek guarding smaller guys, quicker guys. I'm kind of assuming, just looking at things on paper, that he'll be doing that again tomorrow. Just kind of wondering what you see there with him and that kind of challenge for him guarding those smaller guys.
He's got great feet. I think that's, you know, Derek's got great feet, Justin. I'm telling you, you wouldn't want to play against him in a pickup game. Not only wouldn't you score, you wouldn't get a shot off. He's got great length. He's got great feet. Derek is, I think, one of the premier athletes in all of college basketball. He's just at 6'10", the way he can run, the way he can move his feet. You know, I mean, I think Derek's challenge has to been to continue to grow and get better offensively. Defensively, we've never had a problem. Derek's not a shot blocker. You know, he's not Sagabaugh. He does a great job defensively by moving his feet, staying in front of people, using his length instead of, you know, like some other guys that we've had in the past could maybe make plays, you know, make up for their lack of some things in other ways by their ability to block shots. He's not a shot blocker, never has been, and quite frankly, we don't need him to be.
If I can ask a follow-up real quick on Doug Wilson, was the Summer League Player of the Year for them last year. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes, so I'm assuming he's kind of a take-it-to-the-basket, mid-range kind of guy. Just kind of wondering what you see when scouting him.
Well, I think he's got a great understanding of how to play. I mean, he's a left shoulder guy like most right-handers are. I mean, he catches it, he's going to go over his left shoulder, and he does it very quickly. I mean, he's got a very quick release. His understanding of how to play is very good, and they do a great job with him. They do a great job of putting him in position where he can make plays, and because they shoot the ball so well, they spread you so much that, you know, he's kind of isolated around the rim a lot just because of their spacing and the way they can make shots from the perimeter.
We'll take two more questions. First from Michael Kazara.
Hey, Bob, talking to Steve Urias the other day, he was explaining all the protocols and the safety measures there that should make this pretty airtight. What are you experiencing down there so far?
Everything's been great. First of all, you shouldn't listen to Urias. I mean, why would you get information from Urias? And I mean, you know, I've always said, Mike, you know, if go to Shane. I mean, go to the boss. Don't fool around with Steve. I'm teasing, Mike. It's been great here. I mean, it's exactly what we were told it was going to be. I mean, we're in a bubble. It's just our guys were tested, and as expected, they've done a great job of taking care of themselves. And the facilities here are unbelievable. The people here are great. It's been to this point a really good experience. I think the only thing that would screw it up is if we didn't win games like we're supposed to.
Final question for Coach from Greg Kearns.
Hey, Coach, just to kind of touch on Kullberg, and he recently said in an interview that Isaiah has all the tools to do whatever he wants with basketball. I know last year you talked a lot about him kind of taking Oscar under his wing and helping him grow. Is that something that you make a concerted effort to kind of push Culver to do those things, or is that just his personality and what he's kind of instilled in the program?
No, I think that's our culture. I think that our guys do that. We don't have to tell them to do that. They do that instinctively. And, you know, it was much the same way a year ago with Oscar. They took Oscar under his wing. They were constantly Miles McBride, I think, deserves a lot of credit with Oscar in that, you know, he would explain things to Oscar in ways that Oscar could understand. And I think Derek's trying to do the same thing this year with Isaiah, but it's not, no one told him to do that. I mean, that's instinctively what our guys do because, you know, when they came in, that's what people did for them.
And that was West Virginia coach Bob Huggins. The Mountaineers tip off the 2020-21 season Wednesday night. The game will be televised nationally on ESPN2. Radio coverage will begin at 6 p.m. on affiliates throughout West Virginia. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.